Dunkin' is here to keep you running with a much-needed taste of normal. To work, home, or work from home. With the coffee you like, just the way you like it. Whether that's a small hot black coffee, your daily 2 p.m. latte, or a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant and a medium iced coffee with oat milk, one sugar, two pumps of caramel, one pump hazelnut, a swirl of French vanilla, and a shot of espresso.
I call it my p.m. pep rally. You should really try it.
Whatever it is that gets you running, Dunkin's got you and always will. America runs on Dunkin'.
Episode 1426 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to the weekend. And I'm going to do both of my episodes this weekend from my old show, Job Search Radio, which I just discontinued. And this one is about avoiding premature negotiating mistakes and avoiding premature negotiating that leads to a mistake. And I hope you find it helpful. I'm just going to give you a warning. When I recorded this, I was in a mood where I wanted to sing, and that's as much as I'm going to tell you. And with that, let's get going. I'm singing this morning 'cause I'm in quite a mood. I thought I'd tell you about to... Okay, I'll stop. So this is a show today where I'm going to be talking about, wink, wink, premature negotiation and other sorts of salary negotiation tips. Now, negotiating is one of those things that Americans don't do all that often. There's some sort of cultural taboo about doing it. Bull! You just don't know how to do it, do it well, and you're embarrassed about it. So I want to start closing the gap here. I have a lot of stuff at jobsearchcoachinghq.com about salary negotiation. You want to come over and join, or just join and I'll answer your questions over there. So again, today's show is about, wink, wink, premature salary negotiation and other negotiating tips. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you have a great weekend. And let's get going. When all is said and done, some people start negotiating from the get-go. And all that happens is you piss off the interviewers because they think all you're in there to do is negotiate. Well, they're there to evaluate and assess you. Your initial job is to make them fall in love because, as I've said many times, no love, no money, no honey. You don't get the opportunity to go work at these places if at the end of the day you don't prove your value to them. So the first thing is make them fall in love because then they're more willing to negotiate. So that's step number one. Avoid premature negotiation issues. Number two is once you get the offer, that's when the negotiating should really start. So you wait until the offer has been made. Now, some people start negotiating thinking that the economy is booming when it isn't, or they stop negotiating when it is booming because they think it isn't. You have to really know the climate that you're operating in order to know whether or not you have an opportunity to really move the needle on the salary part of the offer. So that's step number one. Number two is, and this is something that students are always told, don't negotiate just for the sake of it. I respectfully disagree. I want you to try negotiating. See if you can up the number. Now, watch my video, The Easiest Way to Negotiate a Higher Salary for Yourself. It's a very simple and very gentle approach to negotiating that won't piss anyone off. That's the second thing. Also, the third thing, and this is the final one I'm going to cover here, is don't forget that if you're interviewing with a small to mid-sized firm, there are benefits that you might be able to negotiate. So, for example, there's that master's program you want to take. See if you can negotiate tuition reimbursement as part of this. Big companies won't negotiate this kind of stuff. It's either in their policies and procedures or not, because from their vantage point, they're trying to avoid lawsuits. After all, just to use an example, if you're the white heterosexual male, and they did it for you, why didn't they give it to the non-white heterosexual male? but they gave it to you. It becomes a lawsuit in the making. So big firms don't negotiate, but certainly small companies do. And some mid-sized firms will, if their policies and procedures are not in place. So don't forget to negotiate some of the secondary items, and don't just simply focus on salary.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 6,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information with a focus on interviewing. If you decide to take the lifetime membership at the site, it's $299 currently, but that's the price of a coaching session or an hour of coaching from me, and I'll be giving that to you if you join with a lifetime membership. Have a few questions? Contact me through the Magnify app for iOS or PrestoExperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, scheduling in time for Magnify or Presto Experts. Speak with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help you with a salary negotiation or my trusted advisor services, and much, much more. Like you, I don't work for free. I do charge for what I do. You can take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands and thousands of courses, not just simply mine, on a host of different subjects that can help you in many different ways. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 250 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in at this point. So I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!